Welcome you back, Thursday edition, crunch time. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and hustle to do this!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Oy, it's a lightning round. It looks like my Islanders are going down. Well, at least Nick Sharks are hanging around. And the Blazers are coming back to town.
I'm going to give you a C on that one. You were very, very depressed about it. You see, we got off the mood. It's the lightning round.
No, didn't you see how I kind of went personally depressed and I built up to euphoria?
C plus.
You young whippersnappers don't appreciate subtlety.
The Pac-12 is doing some tinkering, and no, this does not involve the Pac-12 network being included on DirecTV. Instead, the network is changing their conference basketball schedule to 20 games up from 18. How does this affect the Ducks? They get a home-and-home with Arizona and ASU, which is great, as those are four matchups between three of the best teams in the Pac-12. It also means for some reason that the Ducks only play North Division rivals UW and Wazoo only on the road. In theory, this means Larry Scott thinks that the Pac-12 will be better next season. Two extra games will mean more. The conference will be respected in the AP polls and in the net rankings. That will make Larry Scott look smart, and then Larry Scott can enjoy his $5,000 a night hotel rooms with a butler. The Pac-12 moving to a 20-game conference schedule is a big, little, or no deal.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get over. I can almost deal with the money, the butler I find arrogant.
Butler is, yeah, a little too far.
I don't know that it matters that much. I'm going to go L, little deal.
The Cleveland Indians have had an interesting couple of years. They went from holding a 3-1 lead over the Cubs in the 2016 World Series, losing back-to-back years in the divisional round since to the Yankees and Astros. They've had some great moments, though, in between. Corey Kluber won a couple Cy Youngs. We introduced to Mr. Smile, Francisco Lindor. And 2019 was supposed to be a waltz to the AL Central title for the fourth straight year. Trevor Bauer and Mike Clevenger were going to come into their own. Lindor was going to be an MVP candidate. Jose Ramirez is a masher. Now the Indians are 2.5 games back of the Twins. Clevenger's on the 60-day DL with a back injury, and no one knows when he's going to start throwing again. Lindor's had a slow start since he started the season coming off the DL, and now Corey Kluber's going to the DL for some time after suffering a non-displaced fracture in his right ulna bone. That's two key starters out for at least a month, an offense that hasn't been what it's supposed to be, and now they're chasing the upstart Twins. Dallas Keuchel, anyone? The Corey Kluber injury is a big little or no deal for the Indians.
Have you been on their baseball reference page?
It looks
like if you look at their starters, their batting average, they're making stuff up. You see like 184, 182, 219, 213. Oh, that's a huge deal. And by the way, that was scary. He got hit on a line drive they said was going 106, and it broke a bone. No, that's a big deal.
I am really starting to get upset with myself talking about the Dodgers this much, but this time I get to make fun of them. And that's because the Dodgers are a good baseball team, but for some reason they can't stop losing to the San Francisco Giants, an objectively bad baseball team. Of the Dodgers' 13 losses, 10 of them have been to teams with winning records: Arizona, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and the Cubs. The other three have come exclusively to the Giants. Again, they are a horrible baseball team. The Dodgers are good. Even when the Giants are bad, they play their rivals to the south in the worst city in America very tough. The Giants have barely outscored the Dodgers 9-5 in their three wins, with the Dodgers bashing against the Giants in their three wins, making it 21-11. We're only a month into the season, but the key to the Dodgers winning the NL West is going to be beating up on the Giants, and they've already thrown away three of those games, holding on to a one-game lead over the D-backs. The Dodgers do have 13 more tries to try and humiliate the Giants for trying against them early in the season, so a lot can change. The Dodgers' early season struggles against the Giants is a big little or no deal.
No deal.
Oh.
It's May. It's May 2nd.
It's a month of the season.
Let me tell
gone.
You know who it's a big deal for? You.
Exactly. Go Giants. Buster Posey's my guy. Joe Pavelski, captain of the San Jose Sharks and owner of the Rick Nodgers Favorite Hockey Player Ever Award, has not been able to play for the Sharks since taking a cross-check body slam combo in Game 7 against the Vegas Golden Knights. The hit had Little Joe bleeding from the head on the ice, gave him a concussion. The Sharks used that moment to spark their comeback from 3-0 down to win the game and the series. Pavelski's yet to return so far to the ice for the Sharks in round two against in their matchup against the Lanch. So far, hasn't been a problem. Logan Couture stepped up in a big way. 3 goals in game three, upping his playoff leading total to 9. Pavelski still in San Jose, reportedly going to be getting back onto the ice today, with the Sharks able to get by so far against the Lanch. Having their captain back in the locker room and on the ice would mean everything. Pavelski getting back out onto the ice is a big, little, or no deal for the Sharks.
Well, I read on ESPN and I saw working out this morning, they're not ruling out a possible return. I mean, hey, he's a 10-12 year vet. He's a heart and soul player. He gets back out on the ice, the former Badger, by the way. That is a big deal.
Last one, over 200 women's hockey players have made the decision to sit out playing in any women's hockey professional league next season. This includes Team USA gold medal winning heroes Hillary Knight and Kendall Coyne Schofield and others. In a statement made by Hillary Knight today, she states the reason for this sit out is simply because players are not making enough money, in some cases less than $2,000 a year, and no health insurance. For a game that's as physical as hockey, not offering any health insurance is just shocking, not only for the injuries that are risked on the ice, but limiting off-ice training, which can lead to more on-ice injuries. The NWHL is now the only remaining women's hockey league in North America after the CWHL folded recently. With the WNBA, we're just now seeing the league try and prove itself as a viable money-making, TV-friendly league with its new contract with CBS Sports as well as ESPN. This means the players will be able to make more money playing in just the NBA rather than also playing in Europe in the offseason. Now, these women's hockey players are asking the NHL to step in financially to support a women's hockey league, something that is easier to do for Commissioner Gary Bettman now that there's only one league remaining. Women's hockey player stars sitting out is a big, little, or no deal.
Well, it's kind of a deal where you got to look around arenas, and I would say women were really into the NHL before this explosion of the NFL. You know, baseball's got the tradition, but growing up, I remember being like, even a younger guy being like, I didn't realize, you know, me being a bonehead back then in my teens, I didn't know girls liked hockey. So, and I like the fact that it's not just Team USA, it's the Canadian national team as well, which is substantial. So, I think it's a pretty big deal, and I'm definitely in their court or on their ice.